Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
9:33 in the a.m. on this Friday morning in Charm City, January 3rd, 2025, first Friday of the year. Let's make it a good one. Cordell Woodland filling in for Rob and Jeremy this morning here with Ed Norris, Joe LaCroix behind the glass. Coming up at 9:45, we'll get you our encore from today and tell you what we learned from today as well. But joining us right now on the Fan Guest Hotline, sponsored by Window Nation, is Rick Ritter from WJZ. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, Cordell. How you guys doing? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, man. And we've been dressing up this game tomorrow. Ravens going for the AFC North title tomorrow afternoon as they host the Cleveland Browns, who are suiting up Joes at this point. I mean, honestly, it's about to be Joes versus pros potentially by 6 p.m. tomorrow evening here in Baltimore. But what are you looking at for this game? Is there a certain way that you want to see Baltimore look in this game, or is it just, hey, go get that title, and if you can, rest, guys? Do you need to see them win a sort of way? Because I think back to that Giants game after the bye, I felt like they needed to blow them out, and they did. Do you feel like this is a similar type of instance?
That was the tone setter, that game specifically, coming off the bye, having a loss at the right time against the Eagles, a week to kind of cool the Jets, reset, and get the mind right for this later part of the season. And since then, and I said back then, it was a pivotal part of the year. You're going to see what this team is made of. And you have seen, from that point on, dominance in many forms on both sides of the football. And that's exactly what I'm looking for tomorrow. I don't want to see any slow starts. I don't want to see a lackluster game. Keep it going, because it's a five-week season right now. Mindset, 1-0 every single week. It is a five-week season. You know what got you here. You know what type of football you're playing right now. High ends on both sides of the ball. Keep it going. Finish the drill. Get it done on Saturday. And then move forward to week one in terms of playoffs, hosting the game at home.
As they head to the playoffs, hopefully they do win tomorrow in a lopsided manner. Who would you rather face in the playoffs? Would you rather face Houston team, Los Angeles, Pittsburgh?
I mean, I guess you got to go outside the division, right? You never want to see Pittsburgh, just in terms of the history that's there.
Three times in a season.
Yeah, that's a tough one. You've already seen them two times, and to see them a third time, it's never easy. I mean, it works for both teams. I wouldn't mind seeing Houston. I think Houston is a team that's battled a lot of injuries. I feel like the Ravens had their number dating back to the postseason last year. They handled business at home. They handled business on Christmas. That's a team that I wouldn't mind playing at all. And C.J. Stroud, after the phenomenal year that he had as a freshman quarterback, rookie quarterback, he's kind of taken a step back. And they've lost some guys between Diggs and Tank Dell. Just not the team that they were at the start of the season. Joe Mixon has obviously lost some steam as well. I would love to see Houston for the first round of the playoffs.
Rick, you look at this defense, and obviously it's been one of the bright spots in the second half of the season. First half of the season, they were one of the worst defenses in the league, and over the last couple of months that's changed. They're at best a middle of the pack defense right now. What has kind of been the change that you have kind of liked the most that the defense has made?
Well, we say all the time, Torrey Smith talks about this too, when you have a good defensive line and you have guys that are getting after the quarterback on a consistent basis, it makes it easier for the back end of the secondary. These guys are not having to sit in coverage long because you're getting a ton of pressure with your front three, your front four. And whether it's Matt Abike on the inside or Kyle Van Noy on the outside, this defensive line going all the way back to, week one and week two, when we were sitting there and we were saying, do they have enough juice on this defensive line and in the trenches to get the job done? And it was a big question. It was a valid question. Did they do enough in the offseason to up their game in that aspect? And they have just overperformed in every single category, led by Pro Bowl snub Kyle Van Noy, everything that he's been through and the A's that he's at, 11.5 sacks. This defensive line has done everything they can to put this unit on their back, and they make it easier for the guys on the back end and that secondary who don't have to sit in coverage for 5, 6, 7 seconds when these guys are getting pressure on the quarterback.
What about the Bengals? They're facing the Steelers. They have something to play for. If the Broncos and Dolphins lose and they win, they are in the postseason. And I don't know if anybody really wants to face them in the postseason, given the year Burrow's having. So how do you see that game turning out between them and Pittsburgh?
Ed, I am with you. It's not being talked about enough. Maybe it's the fact that so many things have to happen for them to sneak in. But I'm telling you right now, Cincinnati gets in, they're going to make some noise.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow and that offense, they are clicking notoriously over the past couple of years. They always start off slow, and it always ends up shooting them in the foot in the back end of the season. But if they're going to win tomorrow or Sunday, whenever they play. If they can get everything else around them to fall into place the way they need it to, and it is a lot, I'm not overlooking that, they are going to get in and make some noise. Joe Burrow, you could argue, right with Lamar and Josh Allen, MVP-type season. Like, he should be in that conversation for all the injuries that they have dealt with, whether it's been T. Higgins who's been out or Chase Brown or offensive line issues. He is slinging it as good as anybody. If he had a defense who could actually stop somebody, Cincinnati would probably be an 11-win team right now.
Oh, no
but
doubt.
If they get in, they will absolutely make some noise, and they are a team that no doubt in my mind can go to Kansas City, can go to Buffalo, and win a game there. I mean, heck, Joe has done it before.
Yeah. And for the record, the Vegas has them as 2.5-point favorites on the road in Pittsburgh.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, I think that speaks volumes.
Yeah.
We're speaking to Rick Ritter from WJZ. He joins us on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. It's the Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. And Rick, this has been a bounce back year for a couple of these veteran Ravens, Marlon Humphrey being one of them who had an injury riddled season last year. He's a Pro Bowler now, having a borderline All Pro year. The other one is Ronnie Stanley. Ronnie Stanley, another one coming off of an injury riddled season. And the key for Ronnie was just staying available and playing at a high level. And for the most part, he's done that this year. I think Ronnie has bounced back in a big way. He's a free agent after this year. As of now, do you feel like Ronnie should be back next year?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, look, those are two guys right there that before the season and even in the offseason, you're talking about cap casualty when you're looking at those numbers. And the way that they performed last year, you're kind of sitting there and you're looking at the year-to-year basis and you're saying, do they have an option to get out here at a reasonable amount and kind of just part ways? And what happens? Both guys go out there and they play out of their mind this season, especially Ronnie Stanley. I mean, geez, tackles like him are not easy to come by. I think at this point, with the way that he has played this season, I mean, arguably the best season of his career, one of them at least, you have to do what you can to bring him back, because guys like that are just not sitting around out there in free agency. They're not sitting around in terms of plug and plays in the draft when you're picking that much later in the first round. He's been a heck of a player this year. Everybody, and rightfully so, after the AFC Championship game last year, everybody has been on his tail for the way that he performed last year and a lackluster performance. He is the guy that has come out this year, put the work into the offseason, and he has held it down on that side of the offensive line. And he is a huge part of why that offense has had a lot of success, and especially Lamar Jackson. I think you got to find a way to bring Ronnie back next year.
Yep. Let's switch over to the other conference for a second. Lions and Vikings both 14-2, but the Eagles are 13-3. Who do you think is the best? I mean, we know you're an Eagles fan. Who's the best team in the NFC right now? Eagles are the only team in that conference who've given up under 300 points defensively. They got an incredible defense this year, and they sit atop the NFC East.
Yeah, it's not being talked about enough. I mean, the Eagles last year pretty much dead last in every single defensive category. That's how horrible they were last year. It was the downfall of the team. It's why they completely fell apart after starting 10-1. Vic Fangio and what he's been able to do with that unit is just, it's unbelievable to say the least. He should be a head coaching candidate. The Eagles are the real deal on both sides of the ball, and it starts in the trenches. They have the best offensive line in football. Jeff Stoutland, everybody knows, a legendary offensive line coach. But then on the defensive side, Jalen Carter, who is absolutely in the conversation with guys like Kyle Hamilton for Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, he wreaks havoc, whether he's being double-team, triple-team, it does not matter. They're a dangerous team, and they're absolutely a squad that can go into Detroit or Minnesota, depending upon who wins this weekend, and they can win on the road. They have talent at every single position. Obviously, they're having their way with teams in terms of in the trenches on the offensive side and opening up holes for Saquon to just run loose and do his thing. 2,000-plus yards. He's not going to get a chance to crack the record. But what he has done at the running back position and the holes that that offensive line had created, making his job easy, it is one of the most amazing performances, for a lack of better words, that we have seen on the offensive side of football in league history.
Rick, you got a score prediction for tomorrow?
I don't have a score prediction. I just, the Ravens are going to win. Just the way that they are in the zone right now and they are locked in. It's like since that bye, Lamar has put that offense on his back. He knows what's at stake. Everybody still has that bad taste in their mouth after last year's loss in the AFC Championship. And I think it's, hey, these guys have been through so much over the past couple of years. They've been on the road and they've lost in the playoffs. They've been at home and lost in the playoffs. They know what it takes. It's all in front of you now. Use everything in terms of experience that you have had over the past couple of years. Take it with you and go out there and do your 111th. Do your job, and you will be sitting pretty in a couple of weeks.
A lot to a little. That's all we can guess right now. For sure, Rick, really appreciate your time this morning. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk again down the line.
Cordell, Ed, have a great weekend, guys.
Thank you, man.
Coming up next here on the Big Bad Morning Show, we'll get you today's encore from Joe LaCroix. We'll also tell you what we learned today. That's next here on The Fan.